Well, stronger religious protection laws could be an unexpected consequence of last month's federal election. A number of coalition MPs, emboldened by the result, are pushing for provisions to defend people of faith that would go even further than a Religious Discrimination Act, which is already in the pipeline. Now, Liberal Senator Erica Betts has written to both the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Human Rights Commission, calling on them to intervene in the Israel Folau case after the star player was sacked by Rugby Australia over a social media post warning that hell awaits homosexuals, atheists and others unless they repent. Senator Betts, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning. Good to be on the program.
Senator, Rugby Australia's code of conduct is clear. It stipulates that players, quote, must treat everyone with dignity, regardless of their sexual orientation or religious background. Israel Folau breached that code and was sacked. It's clear, isn't it? Why should the Fair Work Ombudsman investigate this case?
Well, I think the details are not as you described. The simple fact is that Israel Folau expressed a religious view that you and I can either accept or reject. The situation is in the Fair Work Act that there are provisions in it that say that you cannot discriminate against an employee or in a contract on the basis of religious belief. And so if Rugby Australia are relying on their contract, then they will be seeking to contract out of one of the provisions of the Fair Work Act, which of course was implemented by Julia Gillard. So that's the issue that I'm inviting the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Human Rights Commission to have a look at, and we'll see what their determination is.
Okay, but the Rugby Australia Code of Conduct is clear. It says players must treat everybody equally, fairly and with dignity, regardless of gender or gender identity, sexual orientation, ethnicity, cultural or religious background, age or disability. Any form of bullying or harassment or discrimination has no place in rugby. Now, clearly the tweet from Israel Folau broke that code, breached that code. He knowingly breached that code because he'd already been reprimanded once and had signed a contract since then saying he wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't the employer have the right to terminate that?
Well, once again, I say, Fran, that I believe the Fair Work Act does not allow an employer to seek to impose conditions against somebody's religious beliefs in the contract. And so that is something that needs to be determined. And once that is determined, I think we'll have an even clearer view in relation to the private expression of somebody's religious belief.
But that's the point. It wasn't private. He expressed it publicly. I mean, no one has any issue. Well, I'm sure people may. But if you accept that Israel Folau has the right to his beliefs and his views, it's the public espousing of them that is in breach of the contract.
Well, that is the issue that needs to be determined as to how protected those rights are as enshrined in the Family Work Act, Fair Work Act, and in those circumstances we have to wait and see what the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Human Rights Commission tell us.
But it'd be a case of competing rights, wouldn't it? I mean, why should Israel Folau's religious rights and rights to freedom of speech trump another person's right to be protected from vilification?
Well, with great respect, I don't think it is vilification, but once again, these are matters that will need to be determined. The expression of somebody's religious views should not be, just because somebody feels uncomfortable with them, should not, as of necessity, be seen as vilification. But again, this is an issue of where we draw the line in relation to people's freedoms, and I am one of those that would seek to draw the line to give as much expression to allow the individual as much expression as possible.
So Barnaby Joyce wants religious beliefs to be exempt from employment contracts. But again, doesn't an employer, in this case Rugby Australia, have a right to sack an employee if they fail to uphold the core values of that organisation as enshrined in the code of conduct that the employee has willingly signed up to?
Well, the core code of ethics for an organisation, I think most Australians would agree, differ, let's say, between a political party, a church, a religious school, and an organisation that is devoted to the playing of a sport. And so that is where all these things need to be taken in balance and are considered maturely and without a sort of a ham-fisted way in which Rugby Australia has treated Israel Folau. Throughout the election, I was astounded by the number of people that just saw Rugby Australia as being very ham-fisted, and it would appear motivated by the threat of a sponsor to withdraw money. So it was more a principle with AL rather than LE.
Well, is that clear? I mean, you would have heard, as I heard, the coach and the players say they were not comfortable playing with somebody who said something like he did, which was that hell awaited drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, atheists and idolaters. They're uncomfortable with that because it's in direct breach of their code.
Unless they repented, and as I understand it, and I don't want to go into...
Well, yes, unless Jesus loves you and is giving you time to turn away from your sin. I mean, that's not matching the code, which is that everyone must be treated equally, fairly and with dignity, regardless of gender or gender identity, sexual orientation, etc., religious background.
Well, look, I don't want to get into the weeds of what was said or not said, but I think most Australians...
Well, that's the core of this.
...would say that this is... if you like, part of the traditional Christian view that all of us have certain foibles and we can seek salvation. And in those circumstances, Israel Folau repeating that or paraphrasing it is hardly anything to be sensationalised. And for a sponsor...
Well, I don't know that you can say that. I mean, a lot of people were hurt and took offence at that, including the players.
Well, some other players have also said, Fran, and this is where Rugby Australia has got itself into a world of trouble, they have said to Rugby as well, well, if you're going to do that to Izzy Folau, you've got to sack us as well, because we actually agree with him. And that is why I think it is important for Rugby Australia to reflect on what it's done.
Okay. So how far should an employer be allowed to go then? If the Folau case led to a change in the law, employees could no longer be sacked for their religious views. Wouldn't that mean an atheist teacher in a religious school denouncing the existence of God couldn't be sacked? Is that the logical conclusion of introducing greater religious protections?
Well, with all these things, Fran, it's a question of balance, and as I said...
Well, no, you're making it a question of the law.
No, please let me finish. As I said earlier, it's a matter of balance. And so for a political party, let's say if in the Liberal Party somebody sought to espouse dictatorship and Marxism, I think most people would say that is so out of line with the ethos of a political philosophy that believes in democracy that the expulsion of such a person is appropriate whilst not denying them the right to freedom of speech. Now, whether somebody's religious views is a fundamental part of one's capacity to represent one's country in a game of rugby, I think is another matter, and most people would say Rugby Australia has drawn the line far too far on the side of political correctness as opposed to capacity to play the game.
Well, there's a lot of subjectivity in there for something you're asking the Fair Work Commission, the Human Rights Commission, to make law.
Well, I'm not asking them to make it the law. I'm asking them for their interpretation of the law so that we can get a better understanding of what the current situation is. And might I add, Fran, I was very heartened by the fact that yesterday people like Josh Borenstein, Tim Lyons of Assistant ACTU Secretary Status in the past, and another union actually came out in support of Izzy Folau and said that if he was one of their members, they would have gone into bat for him and seek to defend him. So let's be very clear, there are many people across the political divide that can see the real problems that Rugby Australia has got itself into by its ham-fisted and inappropriate treatment of Israel Folau.
Okay, the government's already drafting a Religious Discrimination Act, which would ensure that discrimination on the grounds of a person's faith is treated the same as discrimination on the basis of sex, race, age or disability. If that act is legislated, would the provisions be strong enough to stop someone being sacked for expressing religious views which are offensive to other people, or would you have to go further?
Well, I have not seen the legislation as yet. I have every confidence that Christian Porter will bring forward something that gets the balance right. But once again, just because somebody gets quite offended by something, does that give that person the right to shut the other person down? So if I say that the Labor Party espousing a particular view is offensive, therefore they shouldn't be allowed to say it, I don't think that that is part and parcel of the DNA of our fellow Australians. I think they do believe in robust discussion, and every now and then part of free speech will mean, regrettably, some people will get offended, but if you want to outlaw people being offended, you will be restricting freedom of speech to such an extent that one of our fundamental underpinning values in our society will be denied us, and I don't think Australians want to see that.
Senator Betts, thank you very much for joining us.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks, Fran.
Liberal Senator Erica Betts.